Good afternoon. The regional news with me, Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, as the countdown to the 2024-2025 school year narrows, most parents in the North region complain of financial constraint as a major setback to the back-to-school preparation for their children. Hawkers in the nation's political capital make brisk business during this point in time in spite of the tedious nature of their job. Over close to 50 young mothers in Bafoson have been trained on the fabrication of liquid soap, balms and other items so as to enable them gain financial autonomy. Those were our lead stories. Stay tuned for a full development in a moment. Several parents in Bamenda have expressed diverse opinions over the best choice for their children's education as the new academic year approaches. While some prefer the public schools where education is affordable and reliable, others are of the opinion that sending their children to private schools ensures proper supervision and the availability of committed teachers. Mabel McKenzie-Sakem of CRTV Northwest completes the story.
According to Ndifor Clarice, mother of three, sending her children to public schools is very economical, and she is sure of government services which offer quality and affordable education for all.
Public schools are moderate. Their standards are moderate, meaning that they are affordable. Government schools follow the government standards. But there are some private schools that may not follow the government standards and may not follow the syllabus put in place for them to teach. Government schools have well-trained and qualified teachers who are ready to teach their children.
Some denizens, however, opine that private schools guarantee good results. Kingsley Chi, a local, says education in private schools has proven to be of good quality and with proper follow-up and supervision of work.
I prefer to send my children to private schools because from my perspective, I've seen some more commitment to teaching, more professionalism and quality. Public schools have just become more of a shadow of themselves. Sometimes teachers are not committed that much as they are in the private sector because in the public school supervision is not as serious as in private schools where you are paid and you're expected to do the work. From my perspective, private schools are more committed to their work these days than public schools.
These parents in Bamenda are, however, committed to giving their children the best possible education. Whether in public or private schools, they say the goal is to raise a generation of informed, engaged, productive and successful citizens. Mabel McKenzie-Sakem for the regional news in Bamenda.
And from the Northwest region, we take you up north, precisely in Garua, where 2 weeks to the official school reopening date, most parents in the North regional capital, Garua, say they are still to buy their children's school needs due to financial constraint. In the meantime, basic and secondary school authorities have been holding meetings with public and private school officials in a bid to improve on the performance of the region in official examinations. As you tell us,
even though the upcoming academic year is set to kick off in 2 weeks, most working-class parents in the North region, like Wajiri Alium, say because of financial difficulties, they are still looking forward to have their salaries before they can get the necessary learning material for their children.
Things are really difficult because up till now, I am not ready. And when I do my calculations, I do not know how I'm going to make it because just providing for my household is not easy. And I still have to pay their school fees, so it is very complicated.
Without wanting to put their kids in a tight corner when classes resume, others like Stefan Amugu have already
expenditure. And I really appreciate my wife whose small savings will really help to send our children to school.
On the other hand, basic and secondary education officials, in collaboration with school authorities in the public and private sectors, have been cutting their teeth and dotting their I's to guarantee an effective school year that will ameliorate the performance that the region recorded during the last state exams, as we hear from Victor Buba, discipline master at Government Technical High School, Garua, Sangaregal.
The new strategy that we have adopted this year is to put in place innovative disciplinary measures that will contain learners.
The efforts deployed by education authorities in the North region is complemented by CONAC officials who have been working in close collaboration with the region's education stakeholders to ensure a 2024 2024-2025 school year, void of corruption. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garowa.
We continue our ride of the regional news to the South region, where some 50 pupils and students in Komeleng and Mindimi Oveng in the Ntem Valley Division who distinguished themselves during the previous school year have been offered school supplies to enable them have a hitch-free school year. The largesse is that of a French-based non-governmental organization which, on the occasion, also distributed farm tools to 58 households in both localities. The twin ceremony unfolded in the presence of the divisional office. As you tell us, Clarence Azé.
The 50 beneficiary pupils and students of government primary and government secondary schools Mindimi Oven, as well as their parents, were overwhelmed with joy as the supplies are timely to lessen the financial burden of this back-to-school period.
I am so happy to have received these books. It will reduce the expenses of my parents.
I am happy for this gift. I can say I am ready for school.
The donor NGO, CURES, created in 2015 and based in France, is out to promote innovations likely to reduce inequalities in access to education, health and culture. Law Wung Lee Malingi is the founder of CURES.
We have been existing for 10 years and we are trying to tour villages in Cameroon to give the same education opportunities to children in rural areas.
The NGO also extended her largesse to 58 households from the two neighboring villages, Mindimi Oven and Nkomeleng, by offering farm tools comprising machetes and hoes to villagers, an initiative highly acclaimed by the duo of Ambam, Yannick Antoine Van Dongo. Clarence Azé reporting for CRTV News in Nkomeleng, Ambam.
And from the south to the west region, as you heard in one of our lead stories, close to 50 young girls in Bafoussam, already bearing the brunt of motherhood, have been trained in the fabrication of liquid soap, balms, Javel water, activities that will help them gain financial autonomy. This falls in line with the Esther project implemented by the West Regional Delegation of the Bible Society of Cameroon, a holistic program which seeks to offer spiritual and psychosocial support to girls who are already mothers and victims of sexual exploitation. Isaac Ngoncom of CRTV West covered the closing ceremony and files in the following report.
With their babies in hand, they sing songs of praise and thanksgiving to God Almighty for transforming their shame to joy and glory through the girls' camp in Bafoussam, organized by the Bible Society of Cameroon under the Esther Project. The initiative receives the benediction of the West Regional Delegation of Women's Empowerment and the Family, represented at the ceremony by Marie-Louise Njasakonjodzeka, the head of service for women's empowerment and gender.
From their testimonies, you could see the impact of the different teachings.
Participants showcase products made during the one-week camp, expressing gratitude to their trainers.
My name is Marie-Noël Tala. Women having a child that we married is not easy in our society. Our families, we need to take care. When we came here, we were low profile minded, but now it's okay for us. We're more empowered.
Mirabel Mambonde, we have been trained how to fabricate liquid soap, mentalantum, and slippers with beads. We thank them very much.
Sketches, singing, and dancing, crowned with the award of attestations of participation and the handing over of gifts to the close to 50 young girls, spies the closing ceremony. Isaac Ngoncom, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
With 5 out of the 10 regional stations covered, we now take you to next door center region, where mobile hawkers in Yaoundé say, in spite of the tedious nature of their job, they are making brisk business at this point in time. Their only regret is the harassment from some council police agents and exposure to accidents in rare cases. Lekiate Jetrida Songazi of CRTV Center reports.
It is very commonplace to see mobile vendors moving from one neighborhood to another within the nation's political capital with goods and other food items in their hands. These mobile hawkers sell items like juice, pastries, dresses, granules, and say it's quite a tedious business. Brian is a juice hawker in Yaoundé.
It's not easy for me to be pushing a barrel every day with the juice in it because, first of all, it's exhausting and at times the climate. And in the evening when I return home, I have body pain.
Most often, the mobile vendors are molested by the council police, as explained by Joel, a tablecloth seller in Yaoundé.
We have so many challenges, beginning from the council, municipal police, whom most at times you are even selling, even hanging with the little you have, you're struggling to sell and have something for yourself. They come and they even seize your things. When they take your things, you go to the council. Before reaching there, most at times you discover that your things are already on flames.
The situation is further compounded by the climate, which perturbs their businesses.
When it is raining, we are obliged to cover our goods, and when we do so, we don't have clients because they cannot see what we are selling, and as a result, there will be no money.
Mobile hawking in Yaoundé is considered an easy business to kick off with, but however, comes with numerous challenges necessitating vigilance on the part of the mobile hawkers. Lekiate Getro Dasongazi, Regional News Center.
We wrap up our regional news package this day in the Far North region, where the recent downpour in Marua has left many neighborhoods submerged, with residents grappling with aftermath of the severe weather. In some neighborhoods, roads were split, creating impossible barriers for vehicles and pedestrians alike. The disruption has made it nearly impossible for residents to commute to work, as you tell us, Faith Ngwang.
The Bethesda Pool of the Bible Days has taken residence in the heart of Marua, and houses and residents are soaked in it like inert fish. The sheer force of torrential rains have wreaked havoc, leaving neighborhoods underwater.
It's our first time to withstand such kind of situation. It's quite very complex, as you quite see. They have, the road is well tarred, but they have garbages that are being packaged that cannot allow water to access easily. People cannot come out to go to their different activities. Everyone is blocked at home. It's quite very complex.
As if flooding so high is not enough, the waters went ahead splitting entire road stretches, creating dangerous chasms that render movement impossible as others grapple to keep their legacy standing.
You can see all damage that the rain have done. To spoil my house, you can see it. See what the rain have done. You can see. Yes. Now I'm still working by protecting my house. I'm going on the summit of the mountain and take down stone to protect our road.
The catastrophes underscore the urgent need for improved infrastructure and flood management systems to protect the city from future calamities. Marua La Belle. What a contrast. Marua, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
And with that report from the Far North region, we put a cap in today's regional news. But before we part ways, here again are our major stories. As the countdown to the 2024-2025 school year narrows, most parents in the Far North region complain of financial constraint as a major setback to the back-to-school preparations for their children. Hawkers in the nation's political capital make brisk business during this period of the year, in spite of the tedious nature of their job. And over in Bafoussam, close to 50 young mothers have been trained on the fabrication of liquid soap, balms and other items so as to enable them gain financial autonomy. The regional news was produced thanks to Patrick Oscar Fan, and for presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. LD continues with